God gave a commandment. Before we get to that, Jesus is our life today. Though Adam faulted on his responsibilities and doomed mankind to sin and death, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, sacrificed himself and became our pathway to connect back to the Father. Through him, we have available life. In order to understand life a little bit further, we're going to take the opportunity to flip that coin and understand what death is. From a natural standpoint, you could say it's when you're no longer breathing, or when your heart's no longer functioning, or when your brain is no longer firing off signals. But from a biblical standpoint, there is a natural death, and there is a spiritual death. Natural death is just ceasing to exist and function in this physical realm. Which, depending on circumstances, can be tragic or not. But the more severe and more heinous death is spiritual death, that death that separates you from God the Father. This is why God hates sin. This is why he loathes and despises. He doesn't want you to have anything to do with sin, because sin puts a gulf, a separation, a disconnect between you and him. He desires to connect, to fellowship, to be one with his created man. But thanks be to God, we have a way out of no way, where we were eternally doomed. Jesus made a way. And because he did what we could not do, we have access back to the Father. And we have the option, the choice, the right to choose life. Death is an option if you really, really want it. But God says, choose life. Let's read over Deuteronomy 30 and 19 just one more time. Says, I call heaven and earth to record this day. Ooh. that I set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. The world says that there's only death. That there's only destruction. That there's no way out. You've caught it. You've contracted it. You're done for. No, 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 no. The Creator has said, choose. You choose. Not them choose. You choose. The choice is yours. Don't you let anybody take that choice from you. You choose what you want. Do you want to live or do you want to die? Do you want to have connection with the Father or do you want to spend eternity in hell? Choose.